We end that, Yudalef Amad Alef, and 7 lines from the top. Tana Rabbonon, we learned in Abaraise, Bishorecho, it says on the Chiyiv of Mezuzah, Chsav Tomal Mezuzah is Beisecho, is a Chiyiv, Akvias Mezuzah on the bottom, Bishorecho. And the shorim, and the entrances. So, what is Bishorecha coming to be marbe? Echod shari batim. This lecher goes in beisecha, or the mefor shemesk. Ve echod shari chatzeirois, the entrances into the chotzer. Vechod shari madinois, the entrances into the countries. Vechod shari ayorois, the entrances into the city. L'cheir the Seder should be fakir. The Meforshim also asked this kashim. Siach Yitzhak, the Rishash. But let's avoid this kashim. Yesh behem chayves mitzveh lamokim. So all these entrances, there's a chayveh to put up a mezuzah. Also an interesting lashon, chayves mitzveh lamokim. Others say that perhaps the mezuzahs and the bayis, perhaps that is looked upon as a shmire, the shem shakai, shem adalsis Yisrael. But these mezuzahs, which are not directly on the bayis, this is chayves mitzvah lamokim. This is chayves mitzvah lamokim without the besondere school of shmire. Mishum shenema uchsavtom al mezuzois beisecho vishiyorecho. What does Rashi say? Echod shari medinois, yesh medine mukefes horim viyorim. There's a country that is completely surrounded by mountains, forests, bekamopasois. Ben yoitzin mimeno elo derech shiorim. And the only way you leave the country is there's a entrance to the country kegoyim eretz hogo. That's called shari medinis. Seems as a shaila if shari ayores also needs such a tonight that it's completely enclosed. About kaponim by shari medinis, Rashi says klo. This is called a shar of the medina. If this is the only way one enters and one leaves the medina. So we learn now from the word uvisha orecha that there's a chiyuv to put a mezuzah on these she'orim, on these entrances. Omalei Abaye l'Rav Safre. So Abaye asked Rav Safre, Hani avuli demechuze, maitaimi loyovdu lohu rabbonon mezuzah. What's avuli demechuze? Sharei Ir Sheshmo Mechuza. This was an entrance. These were entrances to the city of Mechuza. Baha Yeruban Yisrael. And Reiv of the people who lived in Mechuza were Yidden. Now, this is a problematic Rashi. Rabbi Kiveger and the Rishash Amoira. That there's a shaila if shutves akum patos. A machlokes apoiskim if shutves akum patos the chiyev mezuzah. Remo patos rashbez machayev. So what does Rashi hold? If shutves akum patos, so Reiv Yisrael wouldn't make a difference. If shutves akum doesn't patos, you don't need Reiv Yisrael. What is Pshat Mirash? The Sameach in Hilchus Mezuzah Perik Vov Halacha Zayim explains Rashi as follows. The reason that Sharei Ayoris Archayiv, the Yerushalmi says, that Taisus Yishonim brings down in our Sugya the Yerushalmi, the Chiyav is Mishum Shebehen Nichnosim Lebeis Dire. This is a Knesan entrance to a Beis Dire. That means the Chiyav is not Mitzad Atzmoy, a Beis Dire Yechayv, because I'm Dor here. Shari Ayores is a Knise to a Beis Dira. So the Mechiev is Mitzad, this is a Knise to a Beis Dira, to Bote Dira. So he says, if that is the case, so you have to be done, is this Eir Reiv Yisrael, or is this Eir Reiv Akum? Da Adaita de Rube is Avida Ahi Shar. The Shar is made for what Reiv of the city is. That's called the city. It's a Goyish city. This is a Shar for a Goyish city. This is a Yiddish city, so it's a Shar for Yiddish city. Here you have to be done Reiv of the Dorim of the city. That is Machiev, this Achiev Mezuzah. He says, by a bias, he says, there is no Cheshben of Reiv. There it's Chayves Hador. A Yid is living there. 10 Goyim are living there. So, if Shutves Akum is Chayev, so you're Chayev. It's a Diris Yisrael. The Diris Akum is not Mevatel, the Diris Yisrael. The Diris Yisrael is not Mevatel, Diris Akum. So there, there's no Shiloh whatsoever. I mean, there it's not Tully and Roy. There it's Tully. If Shutves Akum is a Poiter, if Shutves Akum is not a Poiter. He says a very interesting psak halacha lemaise. Someone asked him a shaila. There was an apartment house, and in the apartment house, roiv of the apartments were Yiddish. And the door of the apartment house opened up into a hall, and the hall was a beis ha'oitza. They used to store their things in the hall. So the Asameach says as follows. There's a machlokes ha-poiskim if a beis ha-oitzer is chayev. According to the Shulchan Aruch, a beis ha-oitzer is chayev. According to the Rambam, a beis ha-oitzer is potter. So he says, according to the Shulchan Aruch, a beis ha-oitzer is chayev. So this is really a Pesach for a beis ha-oitzer. You walk in from the street into this hall, which is used to store chafetzim. This is a beis ha-oitzer of Shutves Akum. It's a beis ha'itzer of Shutves Akum. So since this is a Pesach to a beis ha'itzer and the Shutves Akum, the halacha we pass in Shutves Akum is potter from a mezuzah, so you won't have to go and put a mezuzah on the door. According to the Rambam, a beis ha'itzer is potter. So there's no chiyuv on this door mitzad beis ha'itzer. So then the door is mechuyev that this is a knise to the diris of the apartment house. So this is similar to Sharei Ayores, and Sharei Ayores, the Chiyuv is because this is a Knisa to the Batim. She says, then you look where, who the Reiv Dorim, if Reiv Dorim Ayidin, so it's a Knisa to Diras Yisrael. If it's a Reiv Agoyim, it's a Knisa to Diras Akum. That is what Esa Meir says. Al Kaponim, Abaye asked Rav Safra Shaila that there was Avuli de Mechuzah, was a shahr to the city Mechuzah. There was no mezuzah there. Why wasn't there a mezuzah? Omale, so Rav Safra answered him, Hanu Chizuk Laakre de Kuvi Udavit. The purpose of these sha'orim, of these archways, their intent is not that through them you should enter the city. There was a different purpose for these archways. La'akri di kuvi, binyin boni aleihem, v'nikri kuvi. The binyin, there was a binyin on top, and that was called kuvi. V'ashorim tachto v'asuyim kikipo, they made like archways. Ubinyan habonu yal gabi kipin chazak yaisa. This was a very good support. They wanted that the binyan should have a strong support. Laakri is a lozen chazak. Laakri de kuvi, for the chazak of the kuvi, that it should be a strong binyan. So that's why these kipin were made. So he told them, this was not... This is not miyuchis, this is not a shahr ha'ir. This is a base for the kuvi. So it's not, this doesn't become shahr ha'ir. Omalei, would God be very good if the Siach Yitzchak brings down that there's a chilek between Shar Ayores and Shar Medinais? Rashi, he said, by Shari Medinais, Yesh Medina Mukefes Horim V'Yehorim Bekama Pesukim V'Yoytzim En Aladerech She'orim K'Goyim Eretz Hogo. By Shari Medinais, Rashi says, this is the only entrance. You can't get in or out of the country through another way. Hashem came by Shari Ayores. There's other ways you can get out of the city. This isn't the only entrance. Afalpik and Shari Ayores Achayev. So it's very good. So the Gemara says, that's if this was made to be a shah for the ear. You go other ways also, but this was made to be the shari. This was made for a different purpose. Could be they go through this to the ear also, but it doesn't be, since it was made for a different purpose, doesn't have a din of shari ayori, so therefore it is potter. Hanu chizuk la'akre de kuviyu devida. This is the made for the chizik of the akre de kuvi, or there's a goes yukre de kuvi, the koivet of the kuvi, that's a heavy binyan. So therefore, this was, that's the purpose of these archways. Om alei, ba'akre de kuvi gufe te boi mezuze. De isbe dire le shema beisa asurim. So Rashi says, "Va'akra de kuvi gufe mishem oisoi binyan atzmoi tiboy hashar mezuze, shederech oisoi hashar nichnosim loy." Like the Gemara, these archways were an oifen how one gets into the kuvi. It was a knisa to the kuvi. So let it be mechuyev good. You tell me it's not. It's not miyuchid as a knise, it's not miyuchid as a knise to the ear, it's miyuchid as a knise to the kuvi. So let it be mechuyev in mezuzah tzvat. Shema yisa bin yinatzmoy. Shederech yisa yashar nichnosim loy. To is beidire l'shoyma beisa surim. Tanya beis haknesses sheyesh by beis dira lechazen haknesses tayeves b'mezuzah. So why isn't it mechuyah b'mezuzah of the dira of the shemer beis ha'asurim? Now here is tikkul ha'ore. What was this kuvi? If this kuvi was only a dira for the shemer beis ha'asurim, so why do you have to bring a raya, the sanya, beis haknesa, sheyesh poi beis dire, lechazen haknesas, chayeves b'mezuzah? I mean, if someone lives there, someone lives in a beis dire, his profession could be he's a warden of the jail, but, why isn't mechuya b'mezuzah? Now this halacha, beis haknesa, sheyesh poi beis dire, lechazen haknesas, chayeves b'mezuzah, I saw in Kuntres HaMezuzah from Rabbi Yechiel Silber that he brings a machlokes apoiskim. What is pshat in this halach? This halach beis haknesses yesh bei beis dira lechazen haknesses chayeves b'mezuzah. There's two oifanim how to learn pshat in this halach. One oifan is that be'emesin the beis haknesses, the dira of the chazan in this beis haknesses was a cheder pnimi. That means you walked into the shul, and from the shul you walked into a side room, and that was where the chazan beis haknesses lived. And the chiddush is that you're mechuyev to put on a mezuzah on the knisa to the beis haknesses, even though a beis haknesses is not mechuyev a mezuzah. Afal pikein, since his beis haknesses is a knise to the dire of the chazan beis haknesses, so it's mechuyah b'mezuzah. That's one mahalach. The second mahalach is, yes, how are you allowed to use a beis haknesses for a knise to a bayis, like you're making it for a kapandriya? How are you allowed to walk through the chazan beis haknesses? mean, he goes into his room, he goes to the shul. So he says two oifanim. One oifan is, he wants to say, he could, when you go to, you could sit down in the shul a minute and you'll say a posik, then you go further. You don't have to be mevaza the shul, using it as a kapandria. Maybe he says, could be if architecturally that was the only way you can get to the room, there's no issa kapandria bechlal. That's one oifan to learn pshat in this halach. Another oifan to learn pshat in this halach was that somehow this chazan beis haknesses lived in the shul alone. And the chiddush is that the shul is mechuyev als the dira of the chazan, even though als the shimush of tefillah, which was used by the hamoinam, it's not mechuyev the mezuzah, but als the dira of the chazan, it's mechuyev the mezuzah. And the chiddush, however, I learned, Shadi explains, the chiddush is going to see later, there's a svara to say that a dira shel kedusha is not chayiv b'mezuzah. Beis haknesses, that's a amokim mashros, a shchina, that's a different type of a dira, that's not a dira's head yet. It's a dira shel kedusha, and there'd be a svara to say that you should be potter. So the chiddush is that ein chnami, als the dira of the beis haknesses, there's no chayiv. It's not a potter. Pshat is, there's no chiyuv mezuzah. But if we err on that there is a diras chazan beis haknesses here, so b'meila, so you mechuyev alts the chazan. There's no chiyuv alts the beis haknesses, there's a chiyuv alts the chazan. So this whole baraisa of beis haknesses, yesh boi beis dira lechazan haknesses chayeves b'mezuzah, is telling us a big lomdus. Telling us a lomdus that even though the Beis HaKnesses mitzad atzma is not chai b'mezuzim, but the Beis Dira of the Chazan creates a chiyuv. So dach sich mir, if the Gemara, when the Gemara asks the kasha, that the kuvi gufe, the boy mezuzah, the isbay dira l'shoyma beis asurim, so for some reason or other, I think the Gemara held that this barais is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, that dire bar kolcho loishma dire. And the snapshot is that the warden, the warden of the prison lived there. The prison was also there. So the maise, there was no, it was a dire that mitzad, the etzem prison, it was a dire bar kolcho, that loishma dire. Like the Gemara about Koponim, it's the Dira of the Shema Beis Asurim, let it become a Chuyiv. Cheretz Adeichik, the Gemara doesn't speak this out, but I've nished, what's the, why do you have to bring the whole Tzushtel of Beis HaKnesses and Chazan HaKnesses? Elo Omar Abaye. So Abaye came and said, it's a good kasha. This teretz we said before is not a good teretz. If this would be a shah for the kuva, that's lamaila, so then it should be mechuyi b'mezuzah. So we'll go back the way we had assumed to begin with. This is taka, the shah is taka, aknise, to the ear. Now we're back to the kasha, so why aren't you mechuyi b'mezuzah? It's shahre ayoris. Eloma rabaye mishum sakone. It's a sakone. It's a sakona to put on mezuzah on the shahr here, even though roiv of the people living there are Yidden, but they were, the marshal here was a goy, they were under the jurisdiction of goyim, and you'll put on a mezuzah on the shahr here when there's a goy that's the marshal. So lemaise, it's a sakone. Yeah, they're going to say it's kshafim. They're going to say that it's a sakone. So that's the teretz. So the teretz is that they didn't put a mezuzah on the ear because it's a sakone. The sanya we learned in Abaraise, mezuzas yochid nivdekes pamayim b'shavua. Mezuzah of a yochid twice in 7 years. Bishal Rabim Pamayim Biyoivel. Omar Rabbi Yehuda. מייסה בארטובים אחד שהיה בוידק מזוזס בשוק העליין של ציפורי, ומצוי כסדר אחד ונוטל ממנו אלף זוז. He was once בוידק מזוזס, and he was found by one of the officers, and he was gekanzent אלף זוז. So we'll see, there's a lot of the things were said till now, but al kaponim hanegei alonu devayo, so we see that was a sakonis moment. It wasn't sakonis nefoshes, but it was a sakonis moment that was a heavy fine. So for being boidik a mezuzah, he was, when they saw him do it, so they canceled him elef zuz. So just like for bedikas mezuzah, it's not a safe affair. So who had in kviyas mezuzah is also not a safe affair. So that's why sharei ayores are potter mi mezuzah. That's the ear of mechuzah. The Baraisa said sharei ayores are chayiv mezuzah. He says, yeah, it matters who the mayor of the city is. When it's yodeinu tekife, then the beikar adin sharei ayores are mechuyiv. But if we're under the jurisdiction of Goyish and Moishlim, then it's potter al sakonas moment. Fragt die Gemorre, va'omar Rabbi Elazar shluchei mitzvah eine zoiken, and for the Gemorre, eiche de kviya hezeike shani, that's tamazoi. But if it's kavua hezeike, it's very shchir that a hezek should happen, then there's no shmira of shluchei mitzvah. דרסיב, ויאמר שמול, שמול אסתר, רבי נשלם איך אילך, ושומר שור והוגני. שמול was a שליח from the רבי נשלם. וזה אין לך שלוחי מצווה גדלו מזו, and שמול אסתר, רבי נשלם, how should I go? שור will kill me. What תחבולה should I use in order not to be גניזיק? ויאמר השם, אגלס בוקר תיקח בידך, ואמרת לסבויך להשם בוסיס. אז בין שלום says, פקרת, you should take an אגלס בוקר, and that will hide the true purpose of your coming, and that's the השתדלוס you should use. ואמרת לסבויך להשם בוסיס. זאת רשי, משום סכונה שלא יאמר המלך כשופים עסיסם בשערי עירי. It's my city and you're making כשופים on the shar of the ear, so that's dangerous, so therefore he's potter from putting up a mezuzah. נבדקס שמו נרכבו או נגנבו. אגב, אורכה, נחדושי חסם סויפה, they bring down, חסם סויפה said, לאי בוי מומחה, הבוקי בחסיירס וייסיירס, because that's not the מדובר now. We assume they put up a kosher and mezuzah. You don't start clearing later, אלו כל אחד יוכה לבוטקום, אבל הקופונים צריך לפויסחון ולעין בכל אויס, in bloy nirka. We have to look though at each ois, you don't have to be a seifer, you have to look at each ois to see if any of the oisiyas did not disintegrate, kiven shasuyes lisrake v'levales b'orech hayomim. So that's what you have to be boidik. V'shel rabim, shari chatzeres u'medinois v'ayores, pamayim b'yoivu. Kol dovor shohu shel rabim, אין להתחיח אולב הרבה. If you have a chiev that's mutal on a rabbim, she don't make too many chiyuvim on them. Shim titrach yehei kol echad oima yasu chaveirai. There's a klal kedere devei shutvi, like kriri v'loi chmimi. If something a rabbim has to do, everyone likes to shrug off the responsibility and put it on the next one. Bar Tovin Shem Ha'ish. That's the first Pshat in Rashi. So the Mephoshim say, the Rishash, the Yavid, so Rashi wasn't Goyris, echot, because it's a shame a ish, it doesn't pass echot. The second Shev Rashi says, Va'omri lo shame, ha'umnes, that was his profession. Kazdo shame p'kideisu kegoin tzardiyet v'ushoita, this was a type of a policeman. The kiviya hezeike, alilois ha'moishel mizumonois tamid. You have a goyish ha'moishel, you could always expect different alilos. Ech eilech l'msheich es David al pi adibo. Now there's a problem over here. The rehitis loshen of the teretz is difficult to understand. Gemara esta kasha. Let's put up a mezuzah. So Abaye says mishum sakon desanya. So he brings a baraisa that shal rabim pamayim bayoyvel. Shal Rabim, you do twice in Yovel. So Rashi says that the reason is because they couldn't be Machayev more than twice in a Yovel. So the Baal, we didn't answer the Kasha yet. They had nothing to do with so good. So Shara Yosas, but let's be the Kasha. We asked a different kasha. We asked the kasha, let's put up the mezuzah. That was the kasha. So he told them that shal rabim pamayim bayoyvel, which doesn't answer the teretz. You can't put up the mezuzah. I mean, you have to put up a mezuzah now. That's no shaylos. So this bechal is no shaychus. So the teretz is ma'ase bar tovin echad shayaboydik mezuzas b'shuk elyon shel tzipori. So that's the teretz. The teretz is in Tzipori, we saw was a sakone. So why do we bring the bereise? What shaykhis is the bereise? The hosanye, the more brings a bereise, and then a memre of Omar of Yehuda. It's very difficult according to Rashi. And the Emerson, the Taisus Yeshonim, as the kasha. Let us first see the Taisus Yeshonim. This is on the first column, the last Taisus on the bottom. The shel rabim nivdekes, Pamayim b'yoyvel, perish b'kuntrush, ein latriach, shematrich yoymru yasa chavere. Ve'im niredim kei ma'ashayach osem milse d'Rab Yehuda d'ar tovan, onil l'Rabbi d'taymeh mishum sakone, dim yivdeku todir, yovei sirso l'idea sakone, ki umayse d'ar tovan d'sikin, v'gomen el obzuz. Arbi shesakone zo ein el obdike, mikom okim yashloch shumoy keim basiye, pen yoymrim kshofen. So this is a sakona. Bdik is a sakona. And asiyah is also a sakona. That's why they made it. They made it a minimal amount of bdik. And it's very unclear. So, I mean, there's a minimum amount of bdik, so, because of sakona. But the minimum amount you do have to make. So, so let's put up the mezuzah. What's the teretz? The Siach Yitzchok says Pshat and Rashi is as follows. But the Gemara wants to tell us the reason that the Zachiv Dike Pamayim Bayoivel is we're speaking about in a place where it's Tokif Yodeinu. So there's no problem of sakon. Afal pikein, just like he said, shari ayores achayiv. That's in a mokim where it's tokif yodeim. That we're not under the rule of the goyim. Afal pikein, there's only achayiv twice in yovel. So that Rashi says that because it's you can't be matel too many chiyuvim and. And a tzibur. Now the Gemara is saying further a bigger chiddush that even though the bedike is twice in a yovel, which is a very that's not too often, and even though the sakon is only a sakonis moment, they were mafkia this chiyev bedike because of the sakonis moment. So the Gemara wants to tell us a chiddush that means that even though the sakone is not so olu to happen. Twice in 50 years, so we have to be afraid that a detective will pass by, then they'll see him take out the mezuzah and be biting the mezuzah. So that means the sakone lochayre is not such an oludike sakone to happen. And the sakone is only a sakone's moment. Va'af al pikein, they didn't, the Gemara said, but you see it once happened. That by a sakone you don't go basaroi. So memele, so therefore the Gemara says that it's an ramachui b'chal to put up a mezuzah. That's the hemshech of the Gemara. That's how the Siach Yitzchak explains the Gemara according to Rashi. Zog the Gemara weiter. Now we have here a new sugya. Tani Rav Kahane Kamei de Rav Yehuda Beis HaTeben Ubeis HaBokor Ubeis HaEitzim ובייס האיצרויס פטורי מן המזוזה מבני שהנושים נאויסויס בהם. Because in these mekaymes, one of the mefarshim explains, these were secluded places. They did not have in those days all the conveniences that we have in our days. Each house comes with its own bathtub, shower. In the house there was only a mokim lodder, for eating and sleeping. They used these chadorim, the Beis HaTeven, the Beis HaBokor. These were secluded places, which weren't used too often. So they were used, the women used to use these mekaymes to wash themselves. Umayne usayis roichatsayis. So Rashi says, Umayne Beis HaOitzrayis, shol yayin v'shemen utvue, vein odom dorboy. This place is not miyuchet for dire, it's miyuchet for storage purposes, and it's potter because noshim neusais. Esha noshim neusais behen, so Rashi says, my neusais roichatsais, neusais loshen hanor. But they refresh themselves there, they take a shower, a bath, a mishum demokim gnayu, sha'im daisham arumais, Ein kvoid shemayim li yisham mezuzah. So it would seem from Rav Kahane, that Rav Kahane held, that be'etzem abeis ha'oitzer is chayiv b'mezuzah. Perhaps this shimush of, min vinisht vide beis ha'oitzer, there also was some shimush mitzad the baal ha'oitzer. He entered once in 2 weeks to take out chafetzim, to store chafetzim, so there is some sort of a dire. So this dire be'etzim would be mechayiv a mezuzah, but afal pikein, since there is another shimush, which is a shimush which is not kavod shemayim that a mezuzah should be there, so that patos from a mezuzah. That is shitas Rav Kahane, that beis ha'oitzreis, nor the other batim, apturim, mipnei shanoshim neuseis behem. So therefore it comes out, so what if you have a Beis HaOitzer that we know that Noshim do not use, so that Beis HaOitzer is Chayiv v'Mezuzah. Omar lei Rav Yehudis, Rav Yehuda told Rav Kahane, Taime de Roichetzer. So according to you, the whole reason that they're Potter is because Roichetzer is. Hostome, but what will be if it's not, they're not Roichetzer, you have a Stam Beis HaOitzer. Chayovim. Vahosanye, I learned a baraisa, refes boker pturo mina mezuzah. It says, refes boker is pota mina mezuzah. So from this baraisa, it would seem that, not the way you say, that be'etzim the mokim is mechuyev and there's a poiter of noshim noseis, not the other way around. There's no chiv in ganzen. Fine. Elo my noseis. So, but he came with a baraisa. Bipnei shen noshim neusais. According to you, that's not bipnei. It's samazay potter. Elamai neusais miskashtois. Neusais is not a loshen of hano. They refresh themselves. Not a loshen. They beautify themselves. A loshen of noi. Vahochiktoni. This is pshat. Afal pi shahan noshim miskashtois bohem. That means in these secluded places, the women used to beautify themselves. What is pshat? Afa pishanoshim is kashtay, Rashi says, shom bipsomim. V'sal kedai tachamin adirehi, I would think, ein achanami. The shimush of beisa oitza, that's ichanam machayi b'mesus. That's nothing. He comes in once in a week, he takes out a case, he puts in a case, that's kolnish mekolnish. But there's another shimush that these beisa oitzas are used for. The women come in and they're miskashit b'psamim. So I would think that should be a machayi. Av al pishen noshim noisois. Av al pishen noshim miskastis ben pturim. So it's potter. That is pshat. Let us just see the Tosfos af al pi. Av al pishen noshim miskastis ben. So Tosfos says, einei magia abraise. L'cheir we have abraise. The braise says, mipnei shen noshim miskastis. Tum nazuzim ibnei shanoshim noisais bem. It says mipnei, and he says afalpi. So Tosfos says, einei magia abraise dhochi koma. Mipnei shanoshim noisais miskashte yisrak bahem. Ve'einom dorim bodir gemure. That means all the women do is mipnei shanoshim rak miskashte yisbem. That means, no, als deutsche, you're not chayim. But the noshim also live there. So he says, but what do the noshim do? They only are miskashit themselves. They don't do other things there. Is therefore, that's why it's potter. But the come avu bishanosim miskashit, especially loy miboyim, loy ho yafil miskashit the pturim, because the shimush of beis oitzah zichas and machayim and mezuzah. It's still part of a mezuzah. So we see Rav Yehuda holds that the emison abeis ha'itzo is part of a mezuzah. And the chiddush of the braise is that the kishut is not a machayv. Omale Rav Kahane v'shehanoshim miskashtis behem pturei. So it comes out according to you that what the noshim is kashtis is pturis. Vosanya, you learned in Abaraisa, refes bokal ptura mina mezuzah, refes boker is potter, yushahan noshim is kashtis bok hayovis be mezuzah. But if women are miskashit, they're chayiv be mezuzah. So you see fakert that noshim miskashtois is a mechayiv. If it's take miskash, not the way you said. You're saying noshim miskashtois it doesn't create a chiv. I learned Abarais, it does create a chiv. Elamai yisloch lameima. So what are you going to say? But I have a Abarais. Miskashta is tanoi. So you have to say some achleik is tanoi. That's true. The tan of this beraisa holds miskashta is mechayiv. You want to say the previous beraisa holds half a piece of miskashta is its potter. Is ledidi nami stome tanoi. So according to me, I'll tell you this also machleik is tanoi. But how do you slug me up? I said that stome is chayiv. And Neusais is a poiter, because Neusais means Reuchatsais. So yes, the Kashe, it says Refes Boker is potter. Paiter is Refes Boker, Stome is potter, Afilo on Noshim Reuchatsais. That's right. So Machleikis Tanoim. According to me, it's also Machleikis Tanoim. Just like according to you, it's Machleikis Tanoim, according to me, it's also Machleikis Tanoim. The Sanya. We learned in Abaraisa as follows. Beischo, beischo ha miyuchad lecho. That's miyuchad ledire. Prat, le beis ha teven, le beis ha boko, le beis ha eitzim, le beis ha oitzroish, shepturim min ha mezuzah. All these vatim that are not miyuchad ledire, there is some sort of shimush there, but it's not miyuchad ledire, it's potter. V'yesh mechayven. So the Braise says further, but there are others that hold the mechuyev. So let's learn now this Braise the way Rav Kahana learned Pshat the Braise. So we have here, this is the Tanoim by Stomet. He says the first Tana holds that it, since it's not meyuchad ledir, it's potter. This is like that Tana that that Rabbi Yehuda Reis pays Refes Boker as Potter, the Yesh Mechayvim, and there's others that hold that you Mechayv. The Baraisa continues, Be'emes Amru, Beis HaKise, Beis HaBulsaki, and Beis HaBulsaki is a mokim that is used, a tannery, Ubeis HaMerchitz, Ubeis HaTvile, V'shahanoshim Nu'usais Behen Pturim Min HaMezuzah. So, v'shanoshim nu'usais behem is going on beis ha'itza. That means, yesh mechayvim, we're learning now according to Rav Kahana, the yesh mechayvim that say that a beis ha'itza is chayiv, stome is chayiv, but, so he says, beis ha'kisi, beis ha'buski, beis ha'melchitz, beis ha'tfilis potter, and a beis ha'itza, shanoshim nu'usais behem, is pturim min ha'mezuzah. So Memela, the way we learned this now, the Gemara is going to repeat this now soon, so it comes out, this is what Rav Kahana would said all along, shot in the first Baraisa. That there is a Tana that holds that Beis HaOitzer is Chayiv, Hafal Pikein, Abo Noshim Neuseis Noshim Roichetzois is a Poiter. So Memela, that will be Pshat in, that is Pshat in the Baraisa. Rav Kahane metaretz letaimei, Rav Yehuda metaretz letaimei. Rav Kahane metaretz letaimei. Beischa meyuchad loch. It has to be meyuchad for dire. Prat lebeis ha-teven, lebeis ha-boko, lebeis ha-eitzim, lebeis ha-eitzroi. Shepturim min ha-mezuze bistam. Sama zei potter. It's not machuyah. V'yeish shemechayvim bistam. There are other tanoim that hold a beis ha'itzer is chayv. Habeemes omru beis ha'kise, u beis ha'bursaki, u beis ha'melches, u beis ha'tvile, v'shehanosh ish nusus behen, u mai nusus roichetzois, pturim min ha'mezuzem. So that's a Rav Kahana learned pshat in the Baraisa. Let us see Rashi. Al mayis loch lemeima, kipei rashto na'usais miskashtois shom, v'tikshi masnisen amasnisen, v'neima tanoi. So the male according to him is also machleikas tanoi. What is the machleikas tanoi? V'yeish mechayvim. V'haynu tanoi. V'chol chad min ha-meiroi metaretz l'taymei. Rav Kahane metaretz the bestome pligi. The machloikes tanoim is bestome. Avo miskashtois the kulal mechayovim. Rav Yehuda metaretz miskashtois pligi avo bestome kulal mepturim. B'shanoshim nusis ben kloima beis ha-tevet u-beis ha-boko u-beis ha-eitzim. Bishanoshim roichtzeis behem, that means shanoshim roichtzeis behem is going on what? On beis ha-teven, beis ha-boka, beis ha-eitz. That means, afilo to the yesh mechayvim, the mechayiv by beis ha-eitz, but if it's noshim roichtzeis, they're potter. Let's go a little further. Frek de gemore, ihochi, according to Rav Kahane. So we have the Baraisa says there are cases where according to everyone it's potter. A beis ha-melchitz is potter, a beis ha-tzvil is potter, v'shanoshim no'is is behem, a beis ha-oitzer, that's noshim no'is is also potter. V'rek the gemara, ihochi hainu melchitz. So it's repetitious. He just said a beis ha-melchitz is potter. If now he's coming to tell us, if noshim no'is is means, roichetzois, nachamu beis ha-melchitz. So he's saying a beis ha-oitzer is Chayev, yesh mechayvim, but if it's noshim roichtzois, it is potter, because it's a beis ha-melchitz. Ihochi haino melchitz, ashmiinen melchitz de rabim, ashmiinen melchitz de yochid. De sal kedaitach amine melchitz de rabim, de nofish zuhami. Melchitz de rabim, there's a lot of zuhamo in the melchitz, so such a mokim is potter from a mezuzah. Aber melchitz di yochit, or a beisa oitza, that noshim roichitz is boy, it's not a public bathhouse. It's a melchitz di yochit. The loy nofish zuami. It's not nofish zuami. Eime lechaye v'mezuzes, I would think yom lechaye v'skamash malon, that noshim roichitz is also a poita. Now let us see Rashi. We start in the middle of Rashi. Because that's when the Sikh Yitzchak says it's a new Dibur HaMaskel. Ubeis HaTvile Af Al Gav Dashminen Melchitz Yitzchak Lashminen Beis HaTvile Af Al Gav Deleke Zuhama. So Rashi says it's coming to tell us even though there's no Zuhama. So Dachsach Mir that Rashi was Goyres. Let us learn. We have here now three Mekoymes which are Potter. Beis HaMelchitz, Lashim Neusais, and Beis HaTfila. Now, let us learn the Gemara Elach for a minute. The Gemara asks, why do you need to say Beis HaMelchitz? The Gemara had asked, why did you need to say Beis HaMelchitz and Lashim Neusais? Repetitious. The Gemara said, one is Melchitz the Rabbim, and one is Melchitz the Yochid. Salke Daita Chamina, Melchitz the Rabbim, the Nafish Zuhime. Melchitz the Rabbim is Nafish Zuhime. Aber Melchitz the Yochid, the Loi Nafish Zuhime. Eimer Lachai B'mezuzah. It's not Nafish Zuhime. So I would think, Yechai B'mezuzah. Now what is the Kamash Malon? What is the Kamash Malon? Is Lachaira, it could be, the Kamash Malon is, that it's loy nafish zuamei. Not nafish zuamei. There is zuama, but it's not nafish. A melchitz the rabbim is nafish zuamei. A melchitz the yochid is not nafish zuamei. So the chiddush is that not nafish zuamei is also part of a mezuzah. Now Rashi says, what's beis atvile? Rashi now is Akasha, what's the chiddush of beis atvile? U beis atvile afel gav dashmine melchitz, it's the chashmine beis atvile afel gav delek zuama. That there's no zuam at all. So why is the beis atvile potter? So lechayra we have to say a beis atvile is potter because nashim oim dishamarumes. Lemaisa Rashi before said this ptur, that means, after it says these three aloches, it means if it only say Beis HaMelchitz Shel Rabim, I would think the Poiter is Nafish Zuhame. If it would say also Noshim Noyesois, I would think I feel not Nafish Zuhame is also Potter. There is some Zuhame there. It's a Mokim Arichitze. So then it comes and says, tells us Beis HaTfilas, because it is a new Poiter of Noshim Oindis Arumais. So Memele, so now by all three you have this Ptur also. Yeah, by Beis HaMelchitz also this Ptur. You don't need it. That's what it could be. Rashi said before, the Ptur of Noshim Noisais, because, the Oim Deisarumais, Oim Deisarumais, that Ptur we always have. And that we learn now from Beis HaTfila. Al Koponim, that's how Rav Kahane learned Pshat in this Baraisa. He says, so he just said as follows. There's a machloikis tanoim, if beis ha'oitzer is chaye, there's a poitrim, others not called me yuchid ledire, that's true. That's your barais of refes boker that you asked on me. But there's a yesh mechaivim, and the yesh mechaivim are poiter if there's noshim noises bem. So that is the barais that I told you. That's how I told you, that's how I understood pshat in the barais, and that's what I told you. And the kasha you asked, I mean, is nishkefel. He asked the kasha, he found the barais and refes boker is potter. Yeah, refes boker is potter. This is the time that holds refes boker is potter, because it's not miyuchid ledire. That's Rav Kahana's mahalach. The Rav Yehuda metaretz letaimei. Rav Yehuda's metaretz letaimei. Hachik toni. Rav Yehuda holds fakir, that the beis oitzer is potter. Nothing more to talk about. And the Noshim Mekashtois, that is a machloikis tanoim if Noshim Mekashtois, the shimush of Noshim Mekashtois, if it could make a chiyut. Rabbi Yehuda metaretz letaimei, ochi toni, beischo, pshat in the barais is as follows, beischo meyuchad lecho. פרט לבייס הטבן ובייס הבוקר ובייס העצם ובייס האויצרי שפטורים מן המזוזה אפילו מסקשטוס. Here it's two words over here. That means on מסקשטוס is nothing but to talk about. אפילו מסקשטוס שאוסו פוטה, because קישוט תרן איקר דירה, it can't make a chiyah. ויש מחייבים במסקשטוס. The others are מחייב במסקשטוס. אבל סתם, but if you won't have מסקשטוס, תברי הכל פוטה. באמס אמרו, בייס הכיסא, ובייס הבוסקי, ובייס המלחץ, ובייס הטבילה, אף על פי שאנושים מסקשטוס בהם. So this is the המשך of the יש מחייבים. Even though the יש מחייבים had said, that a beis ha'oitzer that is not chayiv mitzad atzmoi could become a chuyiv als noshim miskashtois, but if you'll have a busiki, if you have a beis ha'melchas at noshim ha'miskashtois, afo pishe noshim miskashtois behen pturim in ha'mezuzim, mishum dinofish zu'amei, because it can only make a chayiv an a parvemokim. That means a beis ha'oitzer is not a machayiv, that shimush is not a shimush al chiyu, but it is not a miskashtois, so the yesh mechayvim holds that that could create a chiyu. But if you have a mokim that's not a zuhamei, so a mele, not a miskashtois will not create a chiyu. Now, it is very interesting, the L'chayra, the Baraisa said that, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that why is Noshim Miskashta is not creating a Chiyiv? Mishum de Nofish Zuhame. Now, Nofish Zuhame, we have a whole list, a Beis HaMelchetz, a Beis HaTvila also. Now, Rashi said before, in Rav Kahane, that a Beis HaTvila, there's no Zuhamo whatsoever. So you have to know what's Pshat. Pachsim Lesich Yitzchak wants to say that it's not going on, Nofish Zumi is only going on the others, on Beis HaMelchetz, on Beis HaBusaki, Beis HaKise, Beis HaTvila could be the Ptur of Noshim HaRumais. But Al Koponim, that is how Rabbi Yehuda learned Pshat in the Baraisa. That the Baraisa is telling us that in Miskashtois there's a machloikis, there's a yesh mechayvim and there's a poitrim, but Miskashtois will not be mechayev a mokim which is nafish zuah. Let us see Toisvis. Vosanye refes boker pturim min ha-mezuzah. We had started off that Rav Kahane told over Rabbi Yehuda Baraisa that a beis haboko is potter from a mezuzah. Why? Because mitnei shenoshim roichetzais bo. So Rabbi Yehuda asked him a kasha. I have a baraisa that Rav Hasboko is potter. Period. Taimoli. So Tosfos leima hi ayrik shenoshim roichetzais bo. It seems there was such a steiger. We're not speaking about stamazoy in a building a kimte. I mean, the first baraisa says that just like we had later, that Rabbi Yehuda himself said later that beis hamelchitz that's chay beis haoitza that's chay. We're speaking about noshim miskashtois and b'yesh mechayvim b'noshim miskashtois. So you stick in that it's speaking about with this type of shimush. So let us say, so the beis haboko, that is potter, is speaking about noshim roichetzos. Yesh loimel, berefes boko, ein hanoshim roichetzos. In a refes boko, women do not wash themselves. The davke beis haboko, de lael, the hainu sheosui leboko, it's made for boko, Avol ein mamidim bo behemis bekvias. Exactly when they did come, basically there was a bias that wasn't made for a kvias of boko. Then noshim roichetzis boy. Avol refes boko mashmisha oimid by boko bekvias. Now a mokim that's oimid by boko bekvias והוא מלוך לך בזבל הבוק, אין נושם רויכת סייסבוי. זה לא נושם רויכת סייסבוי. מגערת הקשה, לא ראי פאנדס פסמס אסת הקשה, סייך יצחק אסת הקשה, סמס בייבס והקשה, סייך יצחק, to understand clever answers. But לחיירה, so what does Taisva say? Taisva says that a refus book is not a base haboko. A base haboko is more or less a clean place. You can, they could have noshim roichet says. A refus boker is mole zevel. So memeila v'meluchlach bezevel. Is ain't a noshim roichet says. It's not noshim roichet says. Fine. So, about al kaponim, so what is the kashe? And what is the kasha on Rav Kahana? Rav Kahana just said as follows. A base, a boker, he said, is chayiv b'mezuzah. That's what he said. If you have noshim roichatzois, that will pat the mezuzah. But it's chayiv mezuzah, because it's a clean place. We heard before later, there's a small base on melchitzis potter, because it's nafish zuhameh. So it could be a refes boker, which is also nafish zuhameh, it's nafish zevel, so it could be, that's why it's potter. So what is the kasha? And later we'll see there's a braisa that says refes boker is chayiv b'mezuzah. So we see it's not true. But al koponim, that means according to Rav Kahana, refes boker is also chayiv b'mezuzah. But later we'll see there's such a braisa. So for some reason, the lichluch zevel is only a sibah to chase away the women. But it is not a poita from a mezuzah. Let us see the Gemara further. Ula Rav Yehuda stoma divrei hakel potter. Frag the Gemara. So it comes out according to Rav Yehuda. Stoma is potter. Tavke noshim miskashtois is chayiv. Vosanye, we learned another barais. Bishorecho comes to include echod shari batim. Echod shari chatzeres. ואחד שערי מדינאיס, ואחד שערי היורייס, ורפס ולולן ומטוון ואויצרס יין, ואויצרי שמן חיובים במזוזה. So here we have an offener ברייסם, that an oitzer and a refes is chayiv b'mezuzah. This is a kashe on Rav Kahana, on Rav Yehuda, Sakash Rav Yehuda. So let us see the bottom toise. This Vasanya Echot Shari Batim Verefes. Avimotzi Lishnuye B'miskash toise. Let's say it's speaking about B'miskash toise. Chodos toise says the Verefes Ein Miskash toise. And the Refes are not Miskash toise. Kim de Beluch Luchu B'eim Amedes Boi B'kviz Kide B'rashti La'el. Inami, another terz, kimi diktoni lo ba'hadi hanach, since it says refes together with shari ayores, so shari ayores amachuyiv, not because there's no shemis kashti, shari ayores alone is amachuyiv. So it says refes boker vaisis refes boker without any other additives, it is chayiv b'mezuzah. Okay, refes boker nami b'stomairi. So here we see from this beraisa that refes boker is chayiv. Yochel shani marbe af beis sham ar sadre umar peses talmud loy mabayis mabayis miyuchad ledire yotzu eilu shain miyuchadim ledire. What is a beis sham? So Rashi says bayis cotton שאויסן לפני שער החוצר, והכל אויסן אויסוי קפנדריה. Now, דחסך מן הדזי, דחסך מזה ויסטייס פן רשי אין סוכה. This bay shahr was a hut that was made לפני שער החוצר. Now, what was before the entrance to the chutz? Now, what was the purpose of this hut? It was a shemer החוצר used to be there. So now the diyun is lechayre. This is osi ledira. Just like they had the shema beis asurim, wherever he lives, he's chayv. That's called a dira. So lechayre, this beis shah should also be mechuyev. So Rashi says, Vakol oisin oisoi kapandria. That means, but everyone used to walk through, there was no privacy whatsoever in this Beishah. They used to go through this Beishah. So memele, that disrupted any semblance of dire that this Shoima could have. It was disrupted through the thorough traffic that used to go through this Beishah. That's the Ptul of Beishah. Marpeses alrud v'hu oruch lifnei pischei aliyos harbe v'kulon oilin derech shom. Now, this marpeses was they used to have, Rashi and Sukkah explains, that the second floor, you didn't enter from the inside. The steps were from the outside. And there was like, let's say there was 5 apartments on the second floor. So it opened up into a balcony and you walked up. There was one common balcony. You walked up on a ladder to this balcony. And then you walked into the 5 apartments. So this marpeses, this balcony, which was also a knisa to all the apartments, there was also traffic. There was kaseda traffic on this marpeses, v'ozne pischei aliyos habi v'kulon oilin derech shem. They all go up and they go to their houses. They walk on this balcony. So this marpeses mitzad atzmoi is not a mokim dire because of the traffic. Achsadre proizder shel lifnei abatim. This is also a hall lifnei abatim. Seems also this is not tamaloi mabayis. Mabayis miyuchid ledire. There's some privacy. Yotzu elu she'ein miyuchodim ledire. Yochel shani marbe av beis hakisa, yu beis habulseki, yu beis hamelchitz, yu beis hatvila. Now, this is already, there is privacy in these mekoymas. Tamaloi mabayis, tamaloi mabayis, mabayis ha'osi lekovoit, av kol ha'osi lekovoit. This is take miyuchad ledire, but it's not adire shel kovoit. Yotzu elu she'ein asuyin lekovoit. Yochel shani marbe af harabayis vahalishkois vazorois. This is what? This is already dire. This is shel kovoy. Maloima mabayis mabayis shulchoyl af kol shulchoyl yotzu eilu shehen koydish. This is a dire shel koydish. Dika dire is a dire of kedusha vashchos hashchine. So therefore, the part of Hama Mezuzah. Al Koponim, we learned in the beginning that a refes boker is chayiv be mezuzah, tiyufte. So it's a kasha an Rav Yehuda. Ba'al kochacha stome tanoi. So you have to say it's a machlokes tanoim. Ba'al kochacha stome tanoi. You have to say, afilo by stome, it's a machlokes tanoim. Because here we hear that Afilu, here it's, I mean, that was Taisus Kasha. You can't just speaking about that it's Noshim Miskash Tais, because the Refes book is not Noshim Miskash Tais. So it's Dumye Tachini that it's speaking about, that it's not Noshim Miskash Tais. Vafal Pikein, your Chayim B'mezuzah. So you see Afilu by Stoma, there's a Machlokes Tanoim. Now let us see the next to the last Taisus, which we had skipped over. Yochel shani marbe af beishar. So this paraisa says that a beishar is potter. Mashme the beishar potter min a mezuzah. V'teime de bepeirik hakoimetz rabbe tanya. Beishar ach sadro marpeses chayeves be mezuzah. Now, Bemison the Marshal's Moira, the kash is not only from beishar, it's a kash from ach sadro marpeses also. All these things with abaraisis and its potter. That says it's chayiv. Remash beikama the sukkah the beishar chayiv be mezuzah. Gabi shtei sukkah shel yoitzrim zu lifnun mizu. There was a yoitzer. This is talking about a person who makes kli keres. He sold his wares in the outside sukkah. He lived in the inside sukkah. And so it says that the inside sukkah is chayiv be mezuzah. The outside sukkah is potter min mezuzah. The porich, so the gemara es, v'tevi chetzoyne, beishar, v'tis chayiv b'mezuzah. So weiss is oichet, that a beishar is chayiv b'mezuzah. יש לוים דהוך מדי רייסה קומה והוסה מדי רבון. That is שיטס רשי. רשי נצוק יסס דסטרץ, אבי שער איספוטו מן התוירה חי מדי רבון. אינמי נראה לי דהוך מיירי בבי שער של אכסדו, בי שער של מהפסס. והוא דקטוני בי שער אכסדר, פירש של אכסדר. So the second teretz of Tosfos is Beishar Sadr means a Beishar of an Achsadre. So the Beishar of an Achsadre is Potter. And the Gemara over there that says a Beishar is Chayim means a Beishar L'chayra of a Bayis. Or a Bechotzer. Alphasi Tiretz Osom B'Psuchim L'Bayis. Alphasi says that they were speaking about Pasuach Labayis. Sir Yitzhak is Meir Lechayra Taisis, it's also speaking about Pasuach Labayis, but Al Kaponim, it seems that more or less this is the same type of a teretz, that a Beishar Mitzad Atzmo is Potomi Mezuzah, but if it's Pasuach Labayis, then it's Mechuyev Mitzad Labayis.